At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hey everyone, thank you to my wonderful Patreon supporters. It is so nice to have you with me on this journey, to be able to really, really be arm in arm with us here at the podcast team. It is very, very meaningful, and thank you so much. So, we were talking in the last bonus episode about long-term healing, long-term recovery issues. And one of the things that I was getting into was these cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions come in many forms. And sometimes what's tricky about them is that you don't realize that you are under the influence of them until you realize that what you've been told, maybe the next time you say it out loud, doesn't quite come together, doesn't really make sense. Or you might notice that the person you're saying to says, "What did you say? Is that what you meant? Is that how you see that? Or is that how you see yourself? That's not at all how people see you." It's very important to actually have those interactions. And so let's continue on with some of these cognitive distortions. The next one is this idea of emotional reasoning. So in environments where feelings are prioritized over thought, individuals learn to make choices and judge reality based solely on their emotions. And when the emotional interpretation turns negative, it can be a direct pathway to depression and withdrawal, as in, "I feel bad. I am bad. I'm worthless. I am someone who doesn't deserve to live or to live well or be happy or to have God in my life." Then we move on to the should statements. People who are trying to control you and keep you in line teach you a lot of shoulds. Cult belief is usually all about the shoulds. It is all about the standards of practice, all about the way that you're supposed to be doing things, the way you should be believing, the way you should be feeling. And it often persists as internal commands, not only the shoulds, but the musts, the have-tos, the oughts. And it's directed at yourself and also to others. You can come out feeling very critical, not only of yourself, but of the people around you or of the world around you, which can really maintain a separation between you and the world. These internalized directives can lead to feelings of pressure and resentment. Then we have the labeling and mislabeling. Ex-members frequently apply harsh negative labels to themselves for their involvement in a cult, such as stupid or gullible, or "I'm a sinner," or "I'm crazy," or "my life was crazy," or "people are going to think I'm crazy." This self-labeling is a form of mental horsewhipping, as they say, which is a disturbing term, and it's overgeneralized. It is inaccurate, and it's often self-defeating. Like, what's the point? Then you have the personalization, often described as the mother of guilt. This distortion involves cults training members to believe that every negative event is their personal fault. The resulting guilt is profoundly crippling and controlling. And these cognitive distortions are not merely maladaptive thought patterns. They are direct remnants of the cult's thought reform processes, part of what we call coercive persuasion. They represent the cult's continued influence on a survivor's internal narrative and perception of reality. So, as part of the healing, it's important to actually target these distortions through cognitive restructuring. Let's look at this. Let's see if it's true. Let's see if it's real. And this work is fundamental to breaking the cult's lingering psychological grip and rebuilding a healthy, accurate self-perception.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.